Hello. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different. And hopefully you'll bear with me. So basically, I love listening to audiobooks while I'm driving, while I'm riding my bike, while I'm working in the kitchen. And one book that I've been interested in reading and haven't gotten to it is the Apocryphal Book of Adam and Eve. So I just decided I would read it for you and record it, and that way I can listen to it later as well. But I feel like audiobooks are more user-friendly sometimes, because you can squeeze them in when you can't squeeze in other kinds of readings. So anyway, I'm just on a website, and I'm going to read you kind of the history of the website, or the history of the books, and I'm just going to be reading it along for you as I read. So I haven't practiced it or anything like that, so just bear with me. And it'll just sound like somebody reading a story to you, I guess. All right, let me switch. I'm on thereluctant-messenger.com. So this is what it has to say. And I'll put a link to that in the description. The first book of Adam and Eve. The first book of Adam and Eve details the life and times of Adam and Eve after they were expelled from the garden to the time that Cain kills his brother Abel. It tells of Adam and Eve's first dwelling, the Cave of Treasures, their trials and temptations, Satan's many apparitions to them, the birth of Cain, Abel, and their twin sisters, and Cain's love for his beautiful twin sister, Lulua, whom Adam and Eve wished to join to Abel. This book is considered by many scholars to be part of the Pseudepigrapha. The Pseudepigrapha is a collection of historical biblical works that are considered to be fiction. Because of that stigma, this book was not included in the compilation of the Holy Bible. This book is a written history of what happened in the days of Adam and Eve after they were cast out of the garden. Although considered to be pseudepigraphic by some, it carries significant meaning and insight into events of that time. It is doubtful that these writings could have survived all the many centuries if there were no substance to them. This book is simply a version of an account handed down by word of mouth from generation to generation, linking the time that the first human life was created to the time when somebody finally decided to write it down. This particular version is the work of unknown Egyptians. The lack of historical allusion makes it difficult to precisely date the writing. However, using other pseudepigraphical works as a reference, it was probably written a few hundred years before the birth of Christ. Parts of this version are found in the Jewish Talmud and the Islamic Quran, showing that a vital role it played in the original literature. What a vital role it played in the original literature of human wisdom. The Egyptian author wrote in Arabic, but later translations were found written in Ethiopic. The present English translation was translated in the late 1800s by Dr. S. C. Mallon and Dr. E. Trump. They translated into King James English from both the Arabic version and the Ethiopic version, which was then published in the Forgotten Books of Eden in 1927 by the World Publishing Company. In 1995, the text was extracted from a copy of the Forgotten Books of Eden and converted to electronic form by Dennis Hawkins. It was then translated into more modern English by simply exchanging thous and yous, arts for ours, and so forth. The text was then carefully reread to ensure its integrity. So here we go. Chapter 1. The Crystal Sea. God commands Adam, expelled from Eden, to live in the Cave of Treasures. On the third day, God planted the garden in the east of the earth, on the border of the world eastward, beyond which towards the sun rising one finds nothing but water, that encompasses the whole world and reaches to the borders of heaven. And to the north of the garden there is a sea of water, clear and pure to the taste, unlike anything else, so that through the clearness thereof one may look into the depths of the earth. And when a man washes himself in it, he becomes clean, and the cleanness thereof, and the white of its whiteness, even if he were dark. And God created the sea. And God created the sea of his own good pleasure, for he knew what would come of the man he would make, so that after he left the garden, on account of his transgression, men should be born in the earth. Among them are righteous ones who will die, whose souls God would raise at the last day. And when all of them will return to their flesh, bathe in the water of that sea, and repent of their sins. But when God made Adam go out of the garden, he did not place him on the border of it northward. This was so that he and Eve would not be able to go near the sea of water, where they could wash themselves in it, be cleansed from their sins, erase the transgressions they had committed, and be no longer reminded of it in the thought of their punishment. As to the southern side of the garden, God did not want Adam to live there either, because when the wind blew from the north, it would bring him on that southern side the delicious smell of the trees of the garden. Wherefore, God did not put Adam there. This is so that he would not be able to smell the sweet smell of those trees, forget his transgression, and find consolation for what he had done by taking delight in the smell of the trees, and yet not be cleansed from his transgression. Again, also because God is merciful and of great pity, and governs all things in a way that he alone knows, he made our father Adam live in the western border of the garden, because on that side the earth is very broad. And God commanded him to live there in a cave, in a rock, the cave of treasures below the garden. Chapter 2. Adam and Eve faint when they leave the garden. God sends his word to encourage them. But when our father Adam and Eve went out of the garden, they walked the ground on their feet, not knowing that they were walking. And when they came to the opening of the gate of the garden, and saw the broad earth spread before them, covered with stones large and small, and with sand, they feared and trembled and fell on their faces, from the fear that came over them, and they were as dead. Because, whereas until this time they had been in the garden land, beautifully planted with all manner of trees, they now saw themselves in a strange land which they knew not and had never seen. And because when they were in the garden they were filled with the grace of a bright nature, they had not hearts turned towards earthly things. Therefore God had pity on them, and when he saw them fallen before the gate of the garden, he sent his word to our father, Adam and Eve, and raised them from their fallen state. Okay, chapter 3, concerning the promise of the great 5.5 days. God said to Adam, I have ordained on this earth days and years, and you and your descendants shall live and walk in them, until the days and years are fulfilled. When I shall send the word that created you, and against which you have transgressed, the word that made you come out of the garden, and that raised you when you were fallen. Yes, the word that will again save you when the 5.5 days are fulfilled. But when Adam heard these words from God, and of the great 5.5 days, he did not understand the meaning of them. For Adam was thinking there would only 5.5 days for him until the end of the world, and Adam cried and prayed to God to explain it to him. Then God, in his mercy for Adam, who was made after his own image and likeness, explained to him that these were 5,500 years, and how one would then come and save him and his descendants. But before that, Adam had made this covenant with our father Adam in the same terms, before he came out of the garden, when he was by the tree where Eve took of the fruit of the, and gave it to him to eat. Because when our father Adam came out of the garden, he passed by that tree, and saw how God had changed the appearance of it into another form, and how it shriveled. And as Adam went to it, he feared, trembled, and fell down. But God in his mercy lifted him up, and then made this covenant with him. And again, when Adam was by the gate of the garden, and saw the cherub with a sword of flashing fire in his hands, and the cherub grew angry and frowned at him, both Adam and Eve became afraid of him, and thought he meant to put them to death. So they fell on their faces, trembled with fear. But he had pity on them, and showed them mercy, and turning from them went up to heaven, and prayed to the Lord, and said, Lord, you sent me to watch at the gate of the garden with the sword of fire. But when your servants Adam and Eve saw me, they fell on their faces, and were as dead. O my Lord, what shall we do to your servants? Then God had pity on them, and showed them mercy, and sent his angel to keep the garden. And the word of the Lord came to Adam and Eve, and raised them up. And the Lord said to Adam, I told you that at the end of 5.5 days I will send my word and save you. Strengthen your heart, therefore, and stay in the cave of treasures, of which I have before spoken to you. And when Adam heard this word from God, he was comforted with that which God had told him, for he had told him how he would save him. Chapter 4. Adam mourns over the changed conditions, and Adam and Eve enter the cave of treasures. But Adam and Eve cried for having come out of the garden, their first home. And indeed, when Adam looked at his flesh that was altered, he cried bitterly, he and Eve, over what they had done. And they walked and went gently down into the cave of treasures. And as they came to it, Adam cried over himself and said to Eve, look at this cave that is to be our prison in this world and a place of punishment. What is it compared with the garden? What is its narrowness compared with the space of the other? What is this rock by the side of those groves? What is the gloom of this cavern compared with the light of the garden? What is this overhanging ledge of rock to shelter us compared with the mercy of the Lord that overshadowed us? What is the soil of this cave compared with that garden land? This earth strewed with stones, and that planted with delicious fruit trees. And Adam said to Eve, look at your eyes and at mine, which before beheld angels praising in heaven, and they too without ceasing. But now we do not see as we did. Our eyes have become of flesh. They cannot see like they used to see before. Adam said again to Eve, what is our body today compared to what it was in former days when we lived in the garden? After this, Adam did not want to enter the cave under the overhanging rock, nor would he ever want to enter it, but he bowed down, but he bowed to God's orders and said to himself, unless I enter the cave, I shall again be a transgressor. Okay, chapter 5. Eve makes a noble and emotional intercession, taking the blame on herself. Then Adam and Eve entered the cave and stood praying in their own tongue, unknown to us, but which they knew well. And as they prayed, Adam raised his eyes and saw the rock and the roof of the cave that covered him overhead. This prevented him from seeing either heavens or God's creatures. So he cried and beat his chest hard until he dropped and was as dead. And Eve sat crying, for she believed he was dead. Then she got up, spread her hands towards God, appealing to him for mercy and pity, and said, O God, forgive me my sin, the sin which I committed, and don't remember it against me, for I alone caused your servant to fall from the garden into this condemned land, from light into this darkness, and from the house of joy into this prison. O God, look at this your servant fallen in this manner, and bring him back to life, that he may cry and repent of his transgression which he committed through me. Don't take away his soul right now, but let him live that he may stand after the measure of his repentance and do your will as before his death. But if you do not bring him back to life, then, O God, take away mine own soul, that I be like him, and leave me not in this dungeon, one and alone, for I could not stand alone in this world, but with him only. For you, O God, caused him to fall asleep, and took a bone from his side and restored the flesh in the place of it by your divine power. And you took me the bone, and make me a woman bright like him, with heart, reason, and speech, and in flesh like to his own. And you made me after the likeness of his looks, by your mercy and power. O Lord, I and he are one, and you, O God, are our creator. You are he who made us both in one day. Therefore, O God, give him life, that he may be with me in this strange land, while we live in it on account of our transgression. But if you will not give him life, then take me, even me like him, that we both may die the same day. And Eve cried bitterly and fell on our father Adam from her great sorrow. Okay, chapter 6. God's reprimand to Adam and Eve, in which he points out how and why they sinned. But God looked at them. Sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable. For they had killed themselves through great grief. But he decided to raise them and comfort them. He therefore sent his word to them, that they should stand and be raised immediately. And the Lord said to Adam and Eve, you transgressed of your own free will, until you came out of the garden in which I placed you. Of your own free will have you transgressed through your desire for divinity, greatness, and an exalted state such as I have. So that I deprived you of the bright nature in which you then were, and I made you come out of the garden to this land, rough and full of trouble. If only you had not transgressed my commandment and had kept my law and had not eaten of the fruit of the tree which I told you not to come near. And there were fruit trees in the garden better than that one. But the wicked Satan did not keep his faith and had no good intent towards me, that although I had created him, he considered me to be useless and sought the Godhead for himself. For this I hurled him down from heaven so that he could not remain in his first estate. It was he who made the tree appear pleasant in your eyes until you ate of it, by believing his words. Thus have you transgressed my commandment, and therefore I have brought on you all these sorrows. For I am God the Creator, who, when I created my creatures, did not intend to destroy them. But after they had sorely roused my anger, I punished them with grievous plagues, until they repent. But if on the contrary they still continue, hardened in their transgression, they shall be under a curse forever. Okay, chapter 7. The beasts are appeased. When Adam and Eve heard these words from God, they cried and sobbed yet more. But they strengthened their hearts in God, because they now felt that the Lord was to them like a father and a mother. And for this very reason they cried before him and sought mercy from him. Then God had pity on them and said, O Adam, I have made my covenant with you, and I will not turn from it. Neither will I let you return to the garden until my covenant of the great 5.5 days is fulfilled. Then Adam said to God, O Lord, you created us and made us fit to be in the garden. And before I transgressed, you made all beasts come to me that I should name them. Your grace was then on me, and I named every one according to your mind, and you made them all subject to me. But now, O Lord God, that I have transgressed your commandment, all beasts will rise against me and will devour me, and Eve your handmaid, and will cut off our life from the face of the earth. I therefore beg you, O God, that since you have made us come out of the garden, and have made us be in this strange land, you will not let the beasts hurt us. When the Lord heard these words from Adam, he had pity on him, and felt that he had truly said that the beasts of the field would rise and devour him and Eve, because he, the Lord, was angry with the two of them on account of their transgressions. Then God commanded the beasts and the birds and all that move on the earth to come to Adam and to be familiar with him, and not to trouble him and Eve, nor yet any of the good and righteous among their offspring. Then all the beasts paid homage to Adam according to the commandment of God, except the serpent, against which God was angry. It did not come to Adam with the beasts. Chapter 8. The bright nature of man is taken away. Then Adam cried and said, O God, when we lived in the garden and our hearts were lifted up, we saw the angels that sang praises in heaven. But now we can't see like we used to. No, when we entered the cave, all creation became hidden from us. Then God, the Lord, said to Adam, when you were under subjection to me, you had a bright nature within you, and for that reason you could see things far away. But after your transgression, your bright nature was withdrawn from you, and it was not left to you to see things far away, but only near at hand, after the ability of the flesh, for it is brutish. When Adam and Eve had heard these words from God, they went their way, praising and worshiping him with a sorrowful heart, and God ceased to commune with them. Okay, chapter 9. Water from the Tree of Life. Adam and Eve near drowning. Then Adam and Eve came out of the Cave of Treasures and went near to the garden gate where they stood to look at it and cried for having come away from it. And Adam and Eve went from before the gate of the garden to the southern side of it and found there the water that watered the garden from the root of the Tree of Life, and that split itself from there into four rivers over the earth. Then they came and went near to that water and looked at it, and saw that it was water that came forth from under the root of the Tree of Life in the garden. And Adam cried and wailed and beat his chest for being severed from the garden, and said to Eve, Why have you brought on me, on yourself and on our descendants, so many of these plagues and punishments? And Eve said unto him, What is it you have seen that has caused you to cry and speak to me in this manner? And he said to Eve, Do you not see this water that was with us in the garden, that watered the trees of the garden and flowed out from there? And we, when we were in the garden, did not care about it, but since we came to this strange land, we love it, and turned to it to use for our body. But when Eve heard these words from him, she cried, and from the soreness of their crying they fell into the water, and would have put an end to themselves in it, so as never again to return and behold the creation. For when they looked at the work of creation, they felt they must put an end to themselves. Chapter 10. Their bodies need water after they leave the garden. Then God, merciful and gracious, looked at them thus lying in the water and close to death, and sent an angel who brought them out of the water and laid them on the seashore as dead. Then the angel went up to God, was welcome, and said, O God, your creatures have breathed their last. Then God sent his word to Adam and Eve, who raised them from their death. And Adam said after he was raised, O God, while we were in the garden, we did not require or care for this water. But since we came to this land, we cannot do without it. Then God said to Adam, while you were under my command and were a bright angel, you knew not this water. But now that you have transgressed my commandment, you cannot do without water, wherein to wash your body and make it grow. For it is now like that of beasts, and is in want of water. When Adam and Eve heard these words from God, they cried a bitter cry. And Adam entreated God to let him return into the garden and look at it a second time. But God said to Adam, I have made you a promise, and when that promise is fulfilled, I will bring you back into the garden, you and your righteous descendants. And God ceased to commune with Adam. Chapter 11, A Recollection of the Glorious Days in the Garden. Then Adam and Eve felt themselves burning with thirst and heat and sorrow. And Adam said to Eve, We shall not drink of this water, even if we were to die. O Eve, when this water comes into our inner parts, it will increase our punishments and that of our descendants. Both Adam and Eve then went away from the water and drank none of it at all, but came and entered the Cave of Treasures. But when in it, Adam could not see Eve. He only heard the noise she made. Neither could she see Adam, but heard the noise he made. Then Adam cried in deep affliction and beat his chest. And he got up and said to Eve, Where are you? And she said to him, Look, I'm standing in this darkness. He then said to her, Remember the bright nature in which we lived, when we lived in the gardens? O Eve, remember the glory that rested on us in the garden? O Eve, remember the trees that overshadowed us in the garden while we moved among them? O Eve, remember that while we were in the garden, we knew neither night nor day. Think of the tree of life from below which flowed that water, and that shed luster over us. Remember, O Eve, the garden land, and the brightness thereof. Think of that garden, in which was no darkness while we lived in it. Whereas no sooner did we come into this cave of treasures than darkness surrounded us all around, until we can no longer see each other, and all the pleasure of this life has come to an end. Chapter 12, How Darkness Came Between Adam and Eve. Then Adam beat his chest, he and Eve, and they mourned the whole night until the crack of dawn. And they sighed over the length of the night in Maaziah. And Adam beat himself and threw himself on the ground in the cave from bitter grief and because of the darkness, and lay there as dead. But Eve heard the noise he made in falling on the ground, and she felt about for him with her hands and found him like a corpse. Then she was afraid, speechless, and remained by him. But the merciful Lord looked on the death of Adam and on Eve's silence from fear of the darkness. And the word of God came to Adam and raised him from his death and opened Eve's mouth that she might speak. Then Adam stood up in the cave and said, O God, why hast light departed from us and darkness covered us? Why did you leave us in this long darkness? Why do you plague us like this? And this darkness, O Lord, where was it before it covered us? It is because of this we cannot see each other. For so long as we were in the garden, we neither saw nor even knew what darkness is. I was not hidden from Eve, neither was she hidden from me, until now that she cannot see me. And no darkness came over us to separate us from each other. But she and I were both in one bright light. I saw her and she saw me. Yet now since we came into this cave, darkness has covered us and separated us from each other, so that I do not see her and she does not see me. O Lord, will you then plague us with this darkness? Chapter 13, The Fall of Adam. Why night and day were created. Then when God, who is merciful and full of pity, heard Adam's voice, he said to him, O Adam, so long as a good angel was obedient to me, a bright light rested on him and on his hosts. But when he transgressed my commandment, I deprived him of that bright nature, and he became dark. And when he was in the heavens, in the realms of light, he knew nothing of darkness. But he transgressed, and I made him fall from heaven unto the earth, and it was this darkness that came over him. And on you, O Adam, while in my garden and obedient to me, did that bright light rest also. But when I heard of your transgression, I deprived you of that bright light. Yet of my mercy I did not turn you into darkness, but I made you, your body of flesh, over which I spread the skin, in order that it may bear cold and heat. If I had let my wrath fall heavily on you, I should have destroyed you. And had I turned you into darkness, it would have been as if I had killed you. But in my mercy I have made you as you are. When you transgressed my commandment, O Adam, I drove you from the garden, and made you come forth into this land, and commanded you to live in this cave, and darkness covered you, as it did over him who transgressed my commandment. Thus, O Adam, has this night deceived you. It is not to last forever, but is only of 12 hours. When it is over, daylight will return. Sigh not, therefore, neither be moved, and say not in your heart that this is darkness as long and drags on wearily. And say not in your heart that I plague you with it. Strengthen your heart, and be not afraid. This darkness is not a punishment, but, O Adam, I have made the day, and have placed the sun in it to give light, in order that you and your children should do your work. For I knew you would sin and transgress and come out into this land. Yet I wouldn't force you, nor be heard over you, nor shut up, nor doom you through your fall, nor through your coming out from the light into darkness, nor yet through your coming from the garden into this land. For I made you of the light, and I willed to bring out children of light from you, and like to you. But you did not keep my commandment one day, until I had finished a creation and blessed everything in it. Then concerning the tree, I commanded you not to eat of it, yet I knew that Satan, who deceived himself, would also deceive you. So I made known... That's interesting that it says Satan, who deceived himself, would also deceive you. So I made known to you by means of the tree, not to come near him. And I told you not to eat of the fruit thereof, nor to taste of it, nor yet to sit under it, nor to yield to it. Had I not been and spoken to you, O Adam, concerning the tree, and had I left you...